I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone, and I can sing to you this song. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I've never found a love like this before. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We thank you for allowing us to see another brand new day. For the songwriter declared that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And because you have made this day, Lord, we can rejoice and be glad in it. I'm grateful, God, that as I begin this day, I know who my Redeemer is, and I know who the God is that has made the day. And because I know you intimately, Lord, I'm glad to know that everything that is before me today will work together for my good, because I know who you are. I know who my strength is. I know who my hope lies in. I know who God, who holds me in his arms, and I know who keeps me from and shelters me from the storms that come in my life. I'm glad, God, that I don't have to go through life on my own, but every day that I seek you, every day that I yield to your will, every day that I say, yes, God, you're willing to go with me even into the fires. God, there's no place that you're not willing to go, and there's no place, God, that you cannot protect us and keep us from. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I declare from the depth of my soul that I love you. I love you and I worship and adore you. Lord, I just wanted to remind you, oh God, this morning that I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than life itself. I love you more than the air that I breathe. Lord, I love you more than getting some rest and sleeping after a long day. Lord, I love you, God, because you have been a magnificent God. You have been a wonderful Savior. You have been a mighty God. You have been like no other, God. There's no one that can compare to you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so I rise this morning just to give you sweet nothings, God, to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, God, and to let you know you mean the world to me. There's nothing that this world can give me that can compare to the gracefulness, the love, the mercy, the unmerited favor, God, that you bestow upon each and every one of us every single day. I'm glad to know you. I'm glad to know you that you are my God. I'm glad to know that you are my King. Lord, I'm glad to know that I can depend upon you. Every single morning that I rise and I take time to seek your face, Lord, you said that I'll be able to find you. If I seek you early, while you may yet be found. When we seek after you with all of our heart and all of our soul, you said we shall be able to find you. And Lord, in this present dark and dreary world, in this most evil time, Lord, we need you more than ever before. Lord, if I didn't need you yesterday, Lord, I need you today. God, if I didn't need you a couple of hours ago, Lord, I need you right now. God, if I did not need you last week, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, I need you this week because, God, you are my rock. You are my salvation. God, you are my present help in the time of trouble. God, you are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, and I submit to you. My soul says yes. Yes to your will. My soul says yes even now. Yes to your way. I'm willing to obey because, Lord, you know what is best for me. Lord, I'm grateful, God, that you are a God that looks beyond faults and sees our needs. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you this morning, Lord, I beg of you to take it out of us. Lord, we don't want anything to separate us from your love on this day, January 2nd. Lord, we don't want anything to get in the way of your love that you have for us. We don't want to put any hindrances before you. God, he said death or life or principalities, things above or things beneath. Oh, God, rulers and darkness and wickedness. Lord, he wouldn't allow anything to separate him from your love. And, Lord, I desire this morning that we don't put things in front of you. We don't put our friends. We don't put television. We don't put our loved ones. We don't put our finances. We don't put our bills. Lord, we don't put the pain that we may have in our feet, God, or the issues that are going on at our job, on our jobs. Lord, we don't want to put anything before you because you said in your word that when we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, everything that we need will be added unto us. Lord, you love to give to us. You love to bless us, God, far above that we can ever ask for or think of. You're just a mighty God, and God, you're the most greatest dad in the world. Lord, there's no good thing that you will withhold from me. God, you have blessings upon blessings upon blessings to bestow upon me today. And so, Lord, there's nothing that, God, I have to go in lack of. But, Lord, I can seek your face. I can seek your will. I can seek your anointing. And, Lord, I can seek to be in your presence. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Lord, so help us, oh God, to get ourselves into your midst. Lord, that means we must be willing to open up our mouths and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We must be willing to bless you because your word tells us that you inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, put a song of praise, oh God, in my heart and on my lips, oh God, today. Put a yes in my soul, God, even yet today, God. Help me to glorify you and to magnify you and to honor and adore you, God. Oh God, help me to lift you up, Lord, because you said when you are lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you, God. And we want to be drawn into your presence. We want to be in your midst, oh God, today, because you are a healer. You are a way maker. You are a strong tower. God, there's nothing impossible for you because all things are possible if we would just only believe. Lord, I believe you again today. Yesterday, oh God, in our prayer, we declared that we trust in you. Oh God, that we won't lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways, we will acknowledge you, God, because we can trust you and your word, because your track record is sure, and your promises are yea and amen. And so, Lord, we love you, God, today, and we magnify your name on this day. Put praise on our lips today. Be like David. David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise shifts the atmosphere. Praise, oh God, along with prayer, changes things. And so I look to you, the God of my salvation, the rock of my hope, God, my shelter in the storm. God, I look to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. I look to you, God, because you are everything that I need and more. And so, God, I ask that you would come in more and have your way in us today. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit on our behalf today. God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not go in our own power. Let us not go in our own might. But, God, lead us and guide us. Because you are the God that leads us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, how I am today, how successful I am today, how victorious I am today, oh God, is for your name's sake. And Lord, help us, oh God, that you will get the glory out of our lives. Put flesh under subjection. Cast the devil out of the mind. We plead the blood even right now, God. Please, we plead the blood over our lives. We plead the blood over our families. We plead the blood over our homes. God, we plead the blood over our finances. Lord, we plead the blood over our children. Oh, God, nothing but the blood, oh, God, will work on us today. And nothing but the power that comes from your Holy Spirit will do today. God, come no more and have your way in your people. Because we want you to get the glory out of our lives. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be God and direct us, oh, God. And grant us mercy, grant us favor, grant us anointing, grant us strength, grant us power. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord, today. You said those that seek after you, seek or ask for wisdom, you'll give it to us liberally. Show us how to walk today. Help us and show us how to talk today. God, help us and give us what to say and what not to say. Lord, that our mouths, oh God, will be filled with gladness. And our hearts will be filled with joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise to you this morning, and we bless your name. For you are a good God. You are a magnificent God. You are a holy God, and there is absolutely none like you. And so, Lord, come no more. Have your way on behalf of your people. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move, Holy Spirit. Move and fill our cups even right now in the name of Jesus till we can't handle anymore. Fill us up, God, with gladness. Fill us up with joy. Fill us up with peace and long-suffering. God, fill us up with temperance, oh God, self-control, meekness, faith. Oh God, love, that's what we need. That's what the world needs now is love. And God, only you can satisfy my hunger and my thirst for you today. And so with my heart filled with gladness and my mouth filled with praise, I bless you this morning. And I thank you for this time of prayer. Now, God, keep us as we go to our different destinations today. Oh, God, we don't want to leave your presence, but we're grateful that your presence will always be with us and always guide us. And so we say yes, and we surrender to your will. Not our wills, God, but that thine will be done in our lives and in the lives of those that are around us this day. Help us to be salty, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may season the environment that we are around. Oh, God, that we may season it with your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, get the glory out of our lives, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory and honor and praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.